Teach, how was it to have, well, both you guys, just actually a few days away from the game to start the week?
Yeah, it's great. You know, it's great to be with family. It's great to just mentally step away for a little bit, you know, re-energize, get feeling better, get some rest for these guys. And I thought, you know, after our break, I thought we came back and had, you know, a few really great practices. So I think it's been good for us.
Yeah, I had the chance to go out of town, go spend some time with my wife's family out in Clovis, California. I went to the San Francisco Fresno State game Monday night at Fresno State. So I it was nice to get away, but I wanted to still, you know, be in the gym.
Crazy finish to that.
Yeah, crazy finish. San Francisco won, last second shot. But no, it's good. Like Teach said, we got back into the gym Christmas night and had some good energy. You know, worked some sugar out of us that we ate over the holidays. But then we've had a couple of really good practices in preparing for this Oral Roberts team.
Both of you guys going into the final non-conference game, how would you assess where you're at right now and maybe compared to where you thought you would be or just going forward into conference play?
Yeah, I think this team has just, you know, coach has said it since the beginning, we're going to get better every single day. And I think we've grown so much over this time. We've grown closer together as a team. Our chemistry has developed. I think we're in a really good spot right now. We really trust in, you know, what coach has told us and in their game plans and everything like that. And I'm really enjoying playing with this team. It's been a blast so far, and I'm trying to soak in every moment because it's going by quick. But you know, I feel great about this team and where we're at, and you know, I'm excited to get back out on the floor.
Yeah, it's crazy that conference starts next week. And our whole goal throughout the season has been to get better each game, each day. And so this game, you know, tomorrow is a good test for us to, you know, try and improve, trying to keep this team off the glass. They're a really good rebounding team. And so, you know, our focus has been to improve every day. And so that gives us an opportunity tomorrow, especially as we go into conference next week, to stick to our goals and to keep improving as a team.
What could each of you say about the other in terms of how you're each playing as seniors right now?
You know, I feel like Dalt, he's just, you know, Dalt just does things that, you know, that are effort plays. And Dalt, I feel like he's going 100% at every moment. And he really doesn't care about his own personal things that he wants to get done. He just wants to help our team win. And, you know, when you watch him play, he makes those little plays that help us win basketball games. He makes that extra pass. He goes and fights for a rebound. And, you know, and on top of that, he's been shooting the ball phenomenally so far. And you know, that helps space the floor a ton. And so, you know, I think he's having a great senior year. And, you know, he's a huge reason why we've won a lot of our big games so far.
Thanks, TJ. TJ's a baller, man. It's crazy that we're here as seniors because I remember we were playing AAU ball. Like going into our ninth grade year, like we were on the same AAU team. Our dads were coaching us, and we were going to all these travel tournaments. But you guys all see TJ. You know, he's a great shooter, a great scorer, you know, great dunker after last game. But TJ is just, he's the heart and soul of our team, and I think every single player looks to TJ as a leader, and TJ's stepped up in big moments, and he's always been, you know, that guy that's just always going to carry us through each game, carry us through tough times. And you know, I feel like a lot of the success of this team is due to, you know, TJ being like a coach on the floor, someone that we can all rely on. We all know that he's going to make the right decision, and so we all just follow his lead, and you know, we've been successful so far.
Keith, do you know what your career tally's at right now?
I don't. It's low.
Three.
Okay.
More than one.
Yeah, more than one.
That was the best. Else with guys?
Dalton, has the coach just kind of laid out for you, are you going to be back in the starting lineup tomorrow? Because I know Colby came back to today to practice. Are you expected to still start tomorrow?
You know, I'm not sure. Colby, he did a lot of practice today, and you know, he looks good. So you know, I'm not sure. I'm expecting, you know, to be put in whatever position, and you know, doesn't change the way I approach the game. Just go as hard as I can. And big task for us tomorrow is going to be to rebound the ball. And so, you know, we understand that all five guys, doesn't matter, you know, who's out there, is going to have a big challenge to rebound the basketball. So whether I start or whether I come off the bench, like, that's the mindset tomorrow.
For when you see this Oral Roberts team, is there, because you guys have seen a lot of quality teams so far in non-conference, is there a team this squad reminds you of at all that you've seen so far?
I would say in what tomorrow's challenge for us is going to be like, it's going to be similar to the San Diego State game as far as offensive rebounding. Like Coach said, like, we've seen these clips where, you know, they're playing these teams, Creighton, Oklahoma State, Wichita State, where, like, they only have one or two guys underneath the rim, and the other team has four or five trying to block them out, but they can still, you know, crash the glass, get boards, get putbacks. And so similar to the challenge that we had is a bunch of undersized bigs. You know, we're going to have to really just rebound as a team like we did against San Diego State.
TJ, do you keep tabs at all on where BYU stands right now nationally relative to rankings or projections, those kinds of things, and how do you feel about where BYU sits?
A little bit, yeah. You know, we look at those numbers a little bit. You know, I feel good about where we're at. We've put ourselves in a good spot. Ultimately, like I said earlier, Coach has said it since the beginning, we're trying to get better every single day. And so, you know, it's a good marker for us, but, you know, we're focusing on this next game and how we can get better. And ultimately, we know if we get better every single day that those rankings and the spot that we're in will continue to get better.